It's MKFM, joined this afternoon by Jenny O'Farrell-White, community fundraising lead at the MK Hospital Charity. Jenny, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. I'm sure many people are very familiar with the MK Hospital Charity, but for anyone who isn't, give us a bit of an overview of the charity and the work that you do.
Yeah, sure. So we raise money to help make a difference to patients and their families and staff at Milton Keynes University Hospital. And some examples of this in the past have included funding special play equipment for the children's wards and revamping waiting areas to make them warmer and more welcoming, and staff areas as well, especially since the pandemic, which highlighted that that was a real need. Essentially, we go over and above what the NHS provides, funding special extras to make people's experience at the hospital that little bit nicer. And we're currently supporting the neonatal unit at the hospital at the moment. So that's what we're going to be chatting about today.
Yes, so you work right across the hospital, but at the moment you are specifically fundraising for the neonatal unit. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. So raise money for all wards and departments, which is a real bonus for anyone wishing to support us. But yes, we've got a project on supporting the neonatal unit. So for those who don't know much about the unit at the hospital, it cares for babies that are born too early, too small or very ill, and takes babies from 27 weeks onwards. So that's quite early.
Wow.
And 1 in 10 babies in and around Milton Keynes is born prematurely. And last year, the neonatal unit at our hospital had around 425 admissions. So we just want to make sure that the tiny patients and their families are given the best care with the latest technology and medical equipment. So yes, we are currently doing a fundraiser for them at the moment to raise funds for baby Leo incubators, a new one for the unit.
So what is a baby Leo incubator? What does that do?
So they're sort of, in 2020, we actually funded 3 baby Leo incubators, and they are sort of known as the Rolls Royce of incubators. They're just state of the art, and they cost £25,000 each.
Wow.
And what they do is they have inbuilt weighing scales that they're more accurate than in the past. And it means that the baby doesn't need to be lifted out of the incubator as much, which is great. So they can kind of just chill in their incubator. A special heating system which maintains their temperature at all times. It's got special mechanisms that allow the baby's bed to be pulled out so parents can touch and hold their infant, which is really important.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they're premature and in the incubator and they're there on the units, that's really important that parents can have that interaction with their baby. They can be lowered right down, so if mums have had a C-section and find it difficult to stand up or to hold their baby, the incubator comes right down so they can have that interaction there, which is lovely. And they play music, and then they can allow personalization of colour and things as well. So they're just really fantastic and incredible. And the unit eventually wants to have their ward just only using the baby Leo incubators. So we have set out to pledge to fund enough money to give them another one on the unit. So that's £25,000 we're looking to raise.
Amazing. They do sound very fancy. So what are you, what are you doing to raise this money then for the incubator?
So one of the ways that we're looking to raise this money is it ties in with World Prematurity Day, actually, on the 17th of November. We are asking people to be a superhero for the day. So it's a school's fundraiser, but anybody can take part, you know, offices or individuals, anyone who wants to get involved, really. So what we're doing is we're asking schools across Milton Keynes to be a superhero for the day and help us in our pledge by holding a superhero-themed dress down day or other activity of their choice. So the idea is very simple. Students pay £1 each to take part, and all the money raised goes towards the new incubators.
Fantastic. So can people just do it themselves, or do you need people to register for this?
So it's a little bit of a mix, but we would encourage people, if they are going to take part, to get in touch with us first so that we know that they're taking part and we can support them, because we've got some fundraising packs that we can send out to them, and they've got stickers in and information about what we're doing. And also, if people want to run ideas by us, because if doing a dress down day or being a superhero physically isn't quite achievable for you, then we can give you some other ideas, you know, whether it's running a bake sale or something else. So yeah, we would encourage people to get in touch, and they can do that by emailing us, they can visit our website, and they can also WhatsApp us as well. So I can share all those details now as well.
Please do, go for it.
Lovely. So they can email us on fundraising@mkuh.nhs.uk. They can visit our website, which is www.mkhcharity.org.uk. Or it's a new thing we've introduced recently. People can WhatsApp us now. And our mobile phone number is 07773041949.
Fantastic. Be a superhero for World Prematurity Day and help raise money for the Baby Leo Incubator, the MK Hospital Charity. Remind us what day World Prematurity Day is happening?
So it's 17th of November, but you can hold your fundraising activity on or around that day. It's very flexible, whatever suits you. And also, if people aren't able to actually hold an event but they'd like to support, they can make a donation directly on our website. They just say in the little message box, it's for the new incubators, and we can pop it towards the grand total anyway.
Amazing. Easy as that. Jenny is Community Fundraising Lead at the MK Hospital Charity. Jenny, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Best of luck in raising the money for the incubator.
Thank you so much. We'll certainly let you know how we get on.